HiBridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The High Divide by Lynn Anger, read by Patrick Lawler. Walking Off. That summer was cool and windless, the clouds unrelenting as if God had reached out his hand one day and nudged the sun from its rightful place. Way out on the lip of the northern plains, the small town lay hidden in fog, the few moving about at this hour ghost-like, not quite solid. The shopkeepers, the man driving his water wagon, the dressmaker with her quick, smooth strides. In the clapboard house a stone's throw from the river, a lean, square-shouldered man knelt before an old flat-top trunk. He closed the lid, locked it, then stood and moved across the room and set the key on top of a window casing. On his way through the kitchen, he stopped and looked to his right, at the door closed to him, then turned left instead and climbed a ladder that led to a sleeping loft. "Anybody awake up here?" he asked.
"Yep."
His son's voice was high, a couple years short of changing. He still gave off that clean child smell, like carrots pulled from the garden. "I'm taking old Rufus to the chicken man today, then helping put up a brooder house there. You got a squeeze for me?" The boy rose from his straw tick, came over sleepily, and put his head on his father's chest, wrapped his arms around him.
"Are you and Mom still mad?" he asked.
"No, we're fine."
"I want to go along."
The man shook his head and pulled away. He brushed his son's soft cheek with a finger before moving back down the ladder. In the kitchen, he made straight for the back porch.